Renewed concerns about energy costs and the environment are propelling efforts to develop cars that don't use gasoline. The Bush administration supports new automotive technologies, and the next generation of energy-efficient vehicles already is on the market. Rachel Miro of member station KPCC reports from Los Angeles.
The recent LA Auto Show was proof positive Southern Californians still worship the car, and the light truck, and the sport utility vehicle. Well over 1 million visitors came to the convention center to stroke shiny new fenders, bounce up and down in leather seats, adjust mirrors, pop open trunks, and kick tires. This event was also a showcase for some of the newest technologies on four wheels, like Ford's electric ThinkCity, just in from Scandinavia. If IKEA was to put out a car, this is what it might look like. Cute, bright, boxy, and plastic. You can literally plug the Think into a wall socket, but it only goes about 50 miles on a single charge. Automakers are under growing pressure to produce cleaner cars, but the rinky-dink appearance of many electrics puts off potential consumers like David Taylor, a photographer from Glendale.
I would definitely drive an electric car if it were more sturdy. I mean, I've been in a couple of car accidents, so I worry about being protected, but I have no problem with the size or anything, or it being electric.
A number of men at the auto show sheepishly admitted that while they like the idea of an electric car, they'd rather their wife buy one the next time she's in the market. Like Grover Perez, who's here on business from Mexico City. He, by the way, drives a Chevy Suburban.
For the city, it's fine. But when you're driving like long distance, big car is really good, comfortable to drive.
California regulators are insisting on seeing 3 million electric and low-polluting vehicles hit the road here over the next decade. Some car makers and dealers led by GM are suing in state and federal courts to block the so-called ZEV or zero-emission vehicle mandate. If they don't succeed, the industry is going to have to find something that works with consumers, be it powered by natural gas, hydrogen, electricity, gasoline, or some combination thereof. A parking lot in Van Nuys. Mark Stone has just pulled up in his silvery blue Toyota Prius, a 5-passenger car priced around $20,000. You can barely hear the motor whir while Stone explains how this 4-door sedan runs on both a gasoline engine and an electric motor.
Driving it is really kind of novel because the engine basically only runs when you're cruising. The engine stops if you're coasting or if you're at a complete stop.
The Prius can run on battery power alone, engine power alone, or both at the same time, depending on driving conditions. It can also coast with both systems off at times. The driver won't even notice unless he constantly watches an in-dash screen that shows what's going on under the hood. What makes hybrids, as they're called, so appealing is the fact there's no lifestyle change required. Stone still visits his local gas station, but much less often, thanks to the fact the Prius gets about 48 miles to the gallon. Now he can go for almost a month between trips. But his wife Linda, who also bought a Prius, insists the gas savings are simply a perk, like the navigation aid, cruise control, and 6-CD player.
I don't think it's a matter of price. I think it's a matter of conserving what we have.
The other hybrid on the market, the Honda Insight, gets as much as 68 miles per gallon, but it's a 2-seater. And for the Stones, the Prius was an opportunity to put their money behind their ideals without sacrificing anything as consumers.
We looked at the SUVs at the LA Auto Show, and we were seeing things like 12 and 15 miles per gallon, and, you know, we have to start doing something about that. This is my energy policy. This is what we're doing.
Both the Insight and Prius account for less than 1% of their maker's total output. But within just 2 or 3 years, hybrid versions of popular cars, costing up to $3,000 more than their conventional counterparts, may make a much bigger dent in the auto market. Honda is expected to start the ball rolling with a hybrid Civic later this year. The hybrids aren't as clean as the other alternatives. They still use gas, after all, but in the short run, they may offer the best hope for helping wean America away from fossil fuels. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Los Angeles.